up and say,
we are redeemed, set free, forgiven. We are the chosen, we are the living. We are redeemed, set free, forgiven. So if you love him, sing, sing.
Everybody say, oh,
praise you, Lord.
Within me, Lord, yeah. Whoa, the walls came crashing down with one word from God. Now all I can do is this. Lift it up and help me say,
we are redeemed, set free, forgiven. We are the chosen, we are the living. We are redeemed, set free, forgive. So if you love him, sing, sing.
Everybody say,
oh, praise you, Lord. I'll praise you, Lord, for you are good.
We say,
you are good. Forever we will dance and sing, for you are good.
Say,
you are good.
Praise you, Lord.
I'll praise you, Lord, for you are good.
You are. On and off
Hallelujah, God. We just give you praise in this place. But God, we have come to lay it all out here. We've come to worship you. And we just come to give you glory in this place. Let your anointing fill this room. Lord, break those yokes. Change us. Keep us in our right minds. Protect us, God. We just give you glory. We give you praise. Father, above all things, I am here to worship you. I am here to glorify the name of Jesus. And God, you are the King of my heart. You are the King of my heart. You are the King of my heart. My Savior, my Deliverer, my Healer. God, we worship you. We worship you. Hallelujah.
May the King of my heart be the mountain I run.
The mountain I drink from.
Whoa.
You're never gonna let me die.
I can
love that. If I hope that repetitive tune goes home with us, but we can keep singing that He is good and He's never going to let us down. Amen. Well, welcome to Ascend Church. Welcome to those watching online. This is a time in the service where we want to pray for anyone who has any kind of need. You know, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 9, it says that Jesus went about the villages. It says that He went teaching and preaching and healing all manner of disease and sickness. And so we see that teaching is good. We want to be informed. We want to learn things. We do learn when we come to church. We want to have preaching. We want to be inspired, right? But then Jesus always had the demonstration that went along with it. And so we expect that what He did then, He does now. So whatever there is in your life, whatever, if it's sickness in your body, if it's a financial need, if it's a challenge you're facing, if it's wisdom you need, whatever it is that you need, we have a prayer team that'll line up here during this last song. We're going to sing one more worship song, and we are going to we'll pray with you and agree with you, stand in faith with you. You don't have to stand on your own. And while we're doing that, you know, those that are watching, we're going to pray over you. I just sense that there's somebody that has a lump that showed up in their body. I don't know if it's here in this room or somebody watching, but you've had a lump show up and it's bringing you great concern. The Lord says to you, take no thought. Take no thought. It's nothing. It's just something specifically for someone who's had a fear rise up because of a specific lump that they felt. So we just, right now, Father, I release the healing power of God to flow into those people that are watching, into those homes, Father, with no matter what country, no matter, there's no distance in prayer. I thank You for the demonstration of Your Spirit and of power. I thank You that You still heal and deliver and set free, that You heal all manner of sickness and disease. And we just speak to sickness and disease, commanded to leave their bodies right now, leave their families. In the name of Jesus, we stand upon Your word. We thank You for Your anointing that breaks every yoke of bondage in Jesus' name. Amen. So whatever it is that you need in the service today, just slip out of your seats during this song and come and have somebody pray and agree with you today. And let's worship God together with this last song. Right, family?
God, we just thank You for Your Holy Spirit, that it would just overtake us and overwhelm us. God, I don't care about a distraction. I don't care about anything else but Your presence, because everything I need is found in that presence. God, that's what we've come to seek. That's what we've come to have that touch, that encounter with You, Jesus. God, we are here. Father, we come before You humbly and in worship, Father. Fill us. We thank You, Jesus. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Just as I am, I come. Oh. Hallelujah. Oh, what amazing love.
You've been so good. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Just as I am.
Worship you, we thank you, we bring you glory, we bring you praise, Lord. It's all about you. We have our eyes upon you. Come on, lift your hands and just worship him today. Just lift your hands and say, Lord, I worship you, I praise you, I thank you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, that you are with me. Thank you for every blessing in my life. Oh, Lord, I worship you, I praise you, I magnify you, I exalt you, Lord. There's nobody like you. There's no one who can compare. You are Almighty God, the creator of heaven and earth. Lord, we lift you up on high. We magnify and glorify your holy name. Hallelujah. Come on, give God praise today. Put your hands together and give him praise today. Give him a shout. Hallelujah. Come on. Let heaven hear us today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We praise you.
You just sing yourself right into the presence of God. Amen. Praise God. Our worship team, you do an awesome job. Come on. Got a couple. Nice to see Hannah. Love to see you, Hannah. Praise God. Well, good morning. Welcome to Ascend Church. Won't you just greet someone and you may be seated. It's raining outside, but it's beautiful inside, right? Welcome to everybody present. I want to welcome our online viewers from all over the world. We're so glad that you are joining us this morning. I want to welcome our Ascend Church members. We miss you. We look forward to seeing you again. I see some faces I haven't seen for a little while. And so if you are here for the first time, would you mind, we don't want to embarrass you, but we'd like to just hand you a visitor pack. So if you're here for the first time, would you just wave your hand that we could welcome you? Anyone, God bless you. Come on, let's make them feel welcome. There we are. God bless you. Aaron, there we are. Keep it waving and they'll see you. Well, how wonderful that you joined us today. I pray that you get something out of this service that really ministers to you. Amen. God's kind of like that. Someone was saying, Jennifer was saying when she walked in, she said, the message is always just for me. I kind of feel like that too. That's how God does. Even though we're in a crowd, he's individually ministering to each one of us. Amen. And I want to remind you of the four different platforms we have. You know, we have, sometimes there's a glitch that's out of our control, like Facebook Live could go down, something like that. But there's other options. So if you're watching online, there's our website, ascendchurch.us. There's our mobile app, which is
probably the most stable one. And then there's YouTube, Ascend Church Jupiter, and there's Facebook Live. And we ask you, if you're watching on any of those platforms, to go ahead and share it. It ministers to people. The word never comes back without accomplishing what it's sent out to do. So if you know somebody, you say, man, they need to hear this message, just share it and let them be blessed by it too. And I just want to remind you that we have a Spanish translation in our service. So if you would prefer to hear the service in Spanish, just wave your hand and we'll get some information to you, and you can just put your earphones in and listen to it in Spanish. I want to remind you of our purpose, our four main purposes of Ascend Church. The first one is that you would know God. This is when everything we do, everything we think about is with this aspect. It's not random, but we want you to know God in a better way. You know, I can say that I went to church a couple of times. My parents weren't churchgoers and we weren't saved, but I went to church because I had a hunger to know something. But I can't say that I really learned. I didn't know what was in the Bible. I didn't know what God's nature was. And so that affects everything. You know, if you see something bad happen and you say, I wonder if that's God or the devil, or you don't know, if you don't know God, then you'll be wondering about everything. So we want to know God. We want to know Him more and more. Amen. And second of all, we want to find freedom. There's a lot of things. We're born again, our spirit's made new, and there's some things that are just clinging, hanging on there, and we want to find freedom in every area. Amen. And thirdly, we want you to discover your purpose. When you have purpose in life, let me tell you, it can, the hurricanes can come, the wind can blow, but you are following a purpose and you have a hope for your future. Amen. And then lastly, we want to help you make a difference with your life. That's what we're doing together. We're making a difference in this community. We're going to do more as time goes on. Amen. Praise God. Well, we're in good for a good service. I always get a little preview of the message. And Teresa was chatting to me before service, and I was like, the message is just going to be for you. That was just the way it works. So it's going to be a good service.
Praise God. It is. Good morning, everybody. It's good to see you today. So glad you're here. Thank you, all those watching online. We're so glad you're watching online. Are we live on Facebook? Because we're not on Facebook. We're past 10 a.m. We're not on Facebook. So you can watch it on ascendchurch.us or YouTube or our mobile app. But we're not on Facebook right now. All righty. Praise the Lord. Thank you for our media team. Why don't you give our media team a big round of applause? They're doing an awesome job. They really are. We're training new people. The team has grown. There's like over 20 people in that team now, and we're training new people. And we really appreciate, you know, Mark Goldstein. Where's Mark at? Where you at? You're back there on the switcher? We were here last night for 3 hours, Mark and I. We're really trying to fine-tune this and get, we want our live stream to be the best it can be. And of course, today, we're filming because next Sunday we go on Fox 29 at 7:30 a.m. starting next Sunday. Now, you know, I heard someone said, well, Pastor Steve, why are you going on TV? You want to be a televangelist? No, I'm going on TV because I want to tell people about our church right here. I want to let them know we're here. That's why I'm going on television. Don't you think that there's a lot of other people that would come here to our church if they knew about us? That's why we're doing it. That's my motivation, is to help reach people for the Lord, reach souls, and to tell people about our church. That's why we're doing it. So you should be excited. If you love this church, you should be excited about this because God opened this door. I didn't go looking for this. God opened this door. And if you support this church, you should be excited and praying for next Sunday that Fox 29, that people are going to see that and their lives are going to be touched and they're going to say, I want to go check out that church, and we're going to get a whole lot of new people come join us. That's why we're doing it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm ready for God's word today. Are you ready? Ask your neighbor, are you ready? I read this. I want to thank everybody who came to prayer this morning. Thank you, everybody who came to join us. We prayed from 9:15 to 9:45 upstairs in our conference room upstairs. Thank you for everyone to come pray. But I said this to them, and I want to say this to you. I want to read this this social media Instagram post by someone called Grant Cordone, and he's a believer, and he does big motivational meetings. And you know, with everything that's happening with the election right now, and there's a lot of divided emotions. I want to just read this to you, okay? It says, "Are you finding yourself emotional about the election? It suggests that you believe the outcome can either make your life better or worse. Do either of these guys have a better chance of making this country better than the other? Maybe. But the reality is you and only you will determine the outcome of your life. The chances of your life getting better because someone else made it better has no validation at any time in history. Are there injustices in the world? Is the world unfair? For sure. Where you are today may not be your fault, but where you take your life will be. Turning the outcome of your life to the results of an election or another person's judgment or injustice or unfairness or an endless list of excuses and you're done. You and only you will determine the trajectory of your life. Surround yourself with good people. Avoid the drama. Get yourself into power so you can change you and then the world that you want to fix." And you know, I said it this morning in prayer. The Lord has blessed me when we had a Democratic president. The Lord blessed me when we had a Republican president, because my faith is in God and He's going to take care of us no matter what happens. No matter what happens. So I really want to encourage you. You've got to keep your eyes on the Lord. Amen. Because really, God will take care of you no matter what. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you that you are the King over all the earth. We thank you, Lord, that you're the one that we put our trust and our hope in and our faith. We thank you, Lord, that you protect us, you provide for us, and you direct the footsteps of our life. We thank you, Lord, for your blessing upon us. And I thank you for your presence here today. I pray, Lord, that you will speak to every heart in Jesus' name. And everyone said amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Is that Jeff back there? Is that you, Jeff? Is that you, Jeff? Can't see so good here. Good to see you. Praise the Lord. Well, I am ready to get in God's Word today. I'm going to go ahead and greet our television audience. You're going to see this next Sunday, 7:30 a.m. on Fox. So, are you ready? Good morning. I'm so glad you're watching this today. I don't believe you tuned in by accident. If you feel like giving up, if there's areas in your life you feel like giving up, keep on watching, because that's what I want to speak about today. I'm the pastor of Christian... we're going to do that again. We're going to have to start that again. You ever say, "Pastor Steve, you ever made a mistake?" You just witnessed one right there. I'm going to have to do that again. I know. I'm sorry. Hi, I'm Steve Barry. I'm the pastor of Ascend Church here in Jupiter, and I want to invite you, if you live anywhere near Jupiter, we'd love to see you. I promise you, we'll make you feel so welcome. If you feel like giving up in some areas of your life, carry on watching, because that's what I want to speak about today. I want to speak about don't give up. Tell your neighbor, don't give up. You know, I love what David, King David, wrote in Psalm 27, verse number 14. He said this. He said, "Here's what I've learned through it all. Here's what I've learned through it all. Don't give up." David said, "Everything that I've been through in my life has taught me this. Don't give up. Don't be impatient. Be entwined as one with the Lord. Be brave and courageous and never lose hope." Say, never lose hope. "Keep on waiting, for He will never disappoint you." Say, don't give up. Never lose hope. He'll never disappoint me. It's one of the greatest keys to success in life is don't give up. And this applies to every area of our life. It applies to our spiritual life. It applies to our faith. It applies to our job, our career, our relationships. I mean, every area of your life, this principle is true. Don't give up. If you're going to fulfill your destiny and if you're going to become everything God created you to be, you've got to have a made-up mind that no matter what comes against you, you refuse to give up. No matter how long it takes, no matter how many times you get knocked down, you're not going to stay down. You're not going to start complaining. You're not going to get soured on life. You're not going to give up on your dreams. You are going to keep pressing forward, looking for your next victory. Can you say amen? Amen. You have to refuse to give up. You have to have a holy determination and never say die attitude. Like this poem I read by Edgar A. Guest. And I love this poem. He said, when things go wrong, as they sometimes will, and when the road that you're trudging seems all uphill, and when the funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile but you have to sigh, when care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is queer with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns, and many a failure turns about when he might have won had he stuck it out. Don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the clouds of doubt. And you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems so far. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. It's when things seem worse that you must not quit. Amen. The Apostle Paul said it like this. In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 1, he said, it is God himself in his mercy who has given us this wonderful work of telling his good news to others, and so we never give up. Paul had a never give up attitude. And let me tell you, the biggest difference between successful people and unsuccessful people is one main thing. Successful people are not necessarily the most talented people, but they are the most determined. They know how to persevere. Let me tell you, all successful people fail sometimes, but they refuse to give up. Walt Disney, he said, the difference in winning and losing is most often not quitting. One of the greatest, if not the greatest, boxer of all time, Muhammad Ali, he won the World Heavyweight Championship, Boxing Championship, 3 times. He said this. He said, I hated every minute of training, but I said, don't quit. Suffer now and live the rest of your life as a champion. Napoleon Hill, the author of the book Think and Grow Rich, he's a believer. His book Think and Grow Rich has sold over 70 million copies. And he said this. He said, one of the most common causes of failure is the habit of quitting when one is overtaken by temporary defeat. One of America's greatest failures was Abraham Lincoln, President Abraham Lincoln. I don't know if you know this, but in 1831, Abraham Lincoln lost his job. In 1832, he was defeated for the state legislature. In 1833, he failed in business, in a business venture, went bankrupt. In 1834, he was elected to the legislature. In 1835, his fiance passed away, shattering him. In 1836, he had a nervous breakdown. In 1838, he was defeated for Speaker of the House. In 1843, he was defeated in his nomination for Congress. In 1846, he was elected to Congress. In 1848, he lost his renomination to Congress. In 1849, he was rejected as a land officer. In 1854, he was defeated for the Senate. In 1856, he was defeated for the nomination for vice president. In 1858, he was again defeated for the Senate. And in 1860, he was elected as the 16th president of the United States of America. Why are we talking about him today? Because he wouldn't give up. Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone, I think there's some controversy about that. But anyway, he said this. He said, what this power is, I cannot say. All I know is that it exists and it becomes available only when a man is in that state of mind in which he knows exactly what he wants and is fully determined not to quit until he finds it. Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, but he failed 10,000 times before he did. He refused to give up. He said, I haven't failed. I just found 10,000 ways that won't work. He went on to invent the phonograph and also batteries and over 1,000 other inventions. Why? Because he wouldn't quit. Tell your neighbor, don't give up. Tell him again. Tell the other neighbor, don't give up. R.H. Macy of the famous store Macy's, he failed in retail 7 times before becoming successful. He wouldn't give up. Theodore S. Gissel, the author of the Dr. Seuss books, his first book was rejected by 23 publishers. 23 publishers. If you got rejected by 23 publishers, would you still try and find a 24th publisher? If you were Theodore Gissel, you would, because he's the 24th publisher, published his book, and the first book sold 6 million copies. 23 publishers rejected it. Henry Ford of Ford Motor Company, he went bankrupt 5 times. President Donald Trump declared bankruptcy 4 times. The reason that they are successful is because when they fail, they didn't see it as final. The Bible says in Proverbs 24, verse 16, for a righteous man may fall 7 times and rise again. The Passion Bible says, for the lovers of God may suffer adversity and stumble 7 times, but they will continue to rise over and over again. Say, I'll continue to rise over and over again. Say, I'll never give up. See, when successful people face obstacles, they don't shrink back and get discouraged. They dig their heels in and they fight the good fight of faith. That's what the Bible tells us in 1 Timothy 6, verse 12. It says, fight the good fight of faith. You know, there's a fight to faith. The enemy is going to try and come against you. You got to fight the faith. You got to don't give up believing God. The Passion Bible says, so fight with faith for the winner's prize. If you want to win, you got to fight with faith. Because in life, there's always something coming against you. Disappointments, setbacks, unfair situations. And too many times, people just give up. And they think, well, you know, it just wasn't meant to be. My marriage, you know, it's not going to last. We're having too many problems. Or I'm never going to accomplish that dream. The economy is too bad. Or I'm never going to get well. The doctor report, it doesn't look good. Listen, if we're going to experience God's best, you got to have a backbone made of steel. You can't be weak and wimpy and spineless. You got to have a warrior mentality. No matter how long it's taking, your attitude should be, if I have to stand in faith my whole lifetime, I'm not going to give up on what God has put down in my heart. Amen. When you have this holy determination, when you have your mind made up that you're going to outlast anything that comes against you, let me tell you, no person, no obstacle, no setback, no betrayal, all the forces of darkness cannot keep you from your God-given destiny. Let me tell you, God didn't create us to give up when it gets hard. He didn't create us to get discouraged when we face obstacles. He made us to be more than conquerors. I love the scripture in Romans 8, verse 37. It says, yet even in the midst of all these things, we triumph over them all. For God has made us to be more than conquerors. God has made us to be more than conquerors. Say, God has made me to be more than a conqueror. Amen. That's who God made you to be. The verse says, he made us to be more than conquerors, and his demonstrated love is our glorious victory over everything. You have victory in your DNA. Say, I got victory in my DNA. I'm made to be more than a conqueror. You see, when God breathed his life into you, he breathed perseverance, determination, strength, courage, endurance. You have staying power. You can outlast every attack. You're anointed to make it through the difficult times. And if you'll just dig your heels in and refuse to give up, then no matter what comes against you, no matter how long it takes, no matter how difficult it may seem, when it's all said and done, you'll be able to sing like Elton John, I'm still standing. I'm still standing. The enemy did his best, but his best wasn't good enough. I still got a smile on my face. I got a song in my heart. I got a spring in my step. I know that I am a victor. I'm not a victim. Amen. David said in Psalm 51, verse 10, create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a right spirit within me. Renew a right spirit. What is a right spirit? Well, the New King James says, renew a steadfast spirit within me. And the Amplified Bible says, renew a right, persevering, and steadfast spirit inside of me. Notice when God considers our spirit to be right is when we're determined, when we're persevering, when we're steadfast, not when we quit and get discouraged, not when we're negative and complaining, oh, I never get any good breaks, I'm so in debt, I'm never going to get out, nobody's treating me right. Listen, that's not the right spirit. That'll keep you where you are. The right spirit is when you say, yes, I'm having some big challenges, but I serve a big God, and I know what was meant for my harm. God's going to use it for my good. I'm not going to get depressed and defeated thinking about what didn't work out and what I don't have and who hurt me. I have a destiny to fulfill, and I'm going to get up and I'm going to go again. I've been armed with strength for every battle. The forces that are for me are greater than the forces that are against me. I'm expecting God to show up and show out in my life in the name of Jesus. That's the right spirit. That's the right spirit. Some of us, we've allowed our circumstances to push us down and convince us that it's too much, it's never going to change. Listen, when you're tempted to give up on what God has put in your heart, I'm asking you today to dig your heels in and to declare boldly, this is a new day. God is renewing a right spirit in me. I will not give up on my dreams. I will not give up because someone did me wrong. I will not give up because I tried and failed. I will not give up because the medical report isn't good. I will not give up because it's taking longer than what I thought it would take. I got a made up mind. I'm going to become everything God created me to be, and I'm going to have everything God intended me to have in the name of Jesus. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm preaching myself happy today. You've got to have this relentless on the inside that says, no matter what happens, I refuse to quit. As long as God has given me breath to breathe, I'm going to keep pressing forward and pursuing my dreams and believing for God's very best. I'm never going to let go of my faith. Maybe you say, Pastor Steve, I don't understand. Why did this happen to me? Why did I get cancer? Why did I get laid off? Why was I raised in that negative environment? Listen, I don't know that, but here's what I do know, that nothing that has happened to you can keep you from your God-given destiny. You may have had an unfair past, but let me tell you, you don't have to have an unfair future. If you will shake off the self-pity and the discouragement, let me tell you, God will not only bring you out of it, he promised he'll bring you out of it better off than what you were before. That's what Psalm 66 says. We've passed through the fire. We passed through the flood. Yet in the end, you always, say always, you always bring us out better than what we were before, saturated in your goodness. Say, God always brings me out better than I was before. See, our attitude should be, this thing's not going to defeat me. It might have knocked me down, but it didn't knock me out. I'm going to get up and I'm going to go again. You got to be like the Energizer Bunny, man. You got to just keep on going. Refuse to give up. In Romans 12, verse 12, it says, let this hope burst within you, releasing a continual joy. Don't give up in a time of trouble. Don't give up in a time of trouble. But commune with God at all times. Look to the Lord. Don't give up. The Message Bible says, be cheerfully expectant. Don't quit in the hard times. Are you in a hard time right now? Listen, you know what God is telling you? Don't quit. It ain't over. I'm bringing you out better than what you were before. 2 John chapter 1, verse 8 says, look to yourself and take care that you may not lose all that we have worked and labored for, but that you may persevere until you win. Say, I'm going to persevere until I win. What am I saying? Don't give up. Life may throw you some curves. There may be some bumps along the way. But every setback is a set up for a greater comeback. That difficulty does not have to destroy you. Let me tell you, God will not only bring you out, He'll bring you out better off than what you were before. You may be in a tough time right now, but don't let it cause you to get sour. Don't complain and blame God. Dig your heels in. Look that obstacle in the eye and declare, you have met your match with me. I know who I am. I know who's on my side. The creator of the universe, He's breathing in my direction. I've got victory in my DNA. I will not quit. I will not give up. I will not get depressed. I will not start complaining. My report is, this too shall pass, and this season will come to an end, and a new season will begin. A new season in my health, a new season in my finances, a new season in my family. Listen, man, don't get discouraged. A new season is coming your way. How many of you know winter always gives way to spring? The Bible says in Psalm 30, verse 5, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. It may be winter in your life right now. Things may be difficult. Maybe you don't see any growth. It's kind of dark and gloomy. Here's the good news. Spring is on the way. A brighter season is right around the corner. Galatians 6, verse 9 tells us that. It says, let's not get tired of doing what is good, because at just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. If we don't give up, there's a blessing, a harvest of blessing. There's a new season right around the corner if we don't give up. But if we give up, we can miss it. Listen, man, don't give up on trusting God. Don't give up on what God's put in your heart. Don't give up on tithing and giving, because you will reap the harvest if you don't quit. You will reap the harvest. One time I had a tree in my backyard. It looked like it was dead. All the leaves fell off, and, you know, it looked like it was dead. I wanted to take it out. I spoke to a landscaper. He said, it's not dead. It's just not in season. In a few months, you'll see it's going to just blossom and like all the other trees. And sure enough, in a few months, that tree was full of leaves and as beautiful as all the other trees. And what's my point? My point is, it looked dead to me. It looked like it would never be healthy again. But the fact is, that tree was alive as it could be. It had a bright future. It just was out of season. In the same way, many times we look at things in our life and we think, this is dead. This is over. My marriage is over. We don't hardly talk anymore. My job is never going to get any better. I'm never going to get well. I've had this sickness for so long. It looks dead to me. It looks over. But just like that tree, it's not really dead. It's just not in season. Don't do like I did and, you know, almost cut that tree down. In other words, don't give up on that dream. Just because you don't see anything happening, just because it looks dead to you. Don't give up on a marriage because you hit a few bumps in the road. Don't give up on your child who's off course, even if they've been that way for some time. There's another season coming. You don't know. It might be right around the corner. Your new season could start tomorrow. Things could start to blossom in your life this very week. There's no way you can know. In your finances, man, you get a good break at the office. You meet a new client. In your health, you get a good report from the doctor. Your strength comes back. You feel good once again. In your family, you get a call from your child. You haven't spoken to them in years. What happened? The season changed. It looked like it was dead. Looked like it would never work out. But you stepped into a new season. Can you say amen? Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1, it says, for everything there's a season. There's a time for every activity under heaven. There's a time to be born. There's a time to die. There's a time to plant. There's a time to harvest. There's a time to plant. There's a time to harvest. You may have had some great seasons in the past, but I'm telling you right now, you haven't seen anything yet. God has got seasons of promotion and blessing and favor in your future like you never seen. That'll boggle your mind if you could see what God had. I really believe the best is yet to come. I believe Haggai 2 verse 9, the glory of the latter temple will be greater than the glory of the former temple. The future glory of this temple will be greater than its past glory. Maybe you don't see how that can happen. Maybe nothing seems to be going your way. Doesn't look like things are ever going to change. Here's the key. You got to learn to walk by faith and not by sight. Because if I'd gone by what I'd seen, I would have asked that man, I would have cut the tree down in my yard because it looked dead, it looked finished. But that landscaper saw something in the tree that I couldn't see. He had a trained eye. Maybe you think your marriage looks dead or your finances look dead. In your health, it looks like you're never going to get well. But perhaps today, I can see something through my eyes of faith. I can see a new season coming your way. You may be sick, but I see you healthy and whole. You may be struggling in your finance, but I see you blessed and prospering. You may be lonely and discouraged, but I see you happy and fulfilled with a person of your dream sitting next to you in church today. Can you give God praise? Can you say amen, somebody? You got to do your part. You got to get in agreement with God. Because let me tell you, anybody can give up. Anybody can quit. When the going gets tough, anybody can get discouraged because it's taking so long. But it takes a person of great faith to say, I don't see anything happening in my life. It looks like my dreams have died. It looks like nothing is going my way, but I am not moved by what I see. I'm moved by what I know, and I know down in my spirit, I know a new season's coming my way. I'm not going to go through this day or the rest of my life with no enthusiasm, focused on my problems. I'm going to focus on my God. I know my latter days are going to be better than my former days. Amen. You know, 4 years ago, We lost a building, our church, in a foreclosure. It was a real setback. And the enemy really brought thoughts to my mind. You know, it's over. It's finished. It's dead. You're never going to recover. How are you going to ever get a new building? You know, you might as well give. Just give up. But I knew what God put in my heart. And I refused to give up. I declared we're going to get a better building. And it's going to be in a better location. And we're going to have half the mortgage payment that we had before. I had no idea how that was going to happen. I just declared it in the name of Jesus. 18 months later, I got a call from the owner of this building. He wanted to meet me. He said to me, I saw you on television on a commercial you had, and I've got a building I want to sell you. You're not going to need a bank. I own it outright. I'm going to finance it. You don't need any down payment. I just want you to pay the interest on the loan, not even the capital. And here we are today in a better building, in a better location, and our mortgage payment is less than half of what we were paying 4 years ago. Can you give God thanks and praise? Don't give up. Come on, say it, tell your neighbor again, don't give up. Whatever you're going through, don't give up. You got to have this holy determination and perseverance. You cannot allow the setbacks of life to cause you to become numb and indifferent to where you give up on what God has put in your heart. The right spirit says, yes, it may be difficult, but I've been armed with strength for every battle. It may be taking a long time, but I know a new season's coming my way. I may have had some unfair things happen, but I know God will pay me back for every injustice in my life. That's what the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 61. It says, because you got a double dose of trouble and more than your share of contempt, your inheritance in the land will be doubled and your joy will go on forever. The Living Bible says you will have a double portion of prosperity and everlasting joy. Let me tell you, when trouble comes your way, instead of getting down and discouraged and giving up, rather have the attitude, this trouble just qualified me for double. It was meant for my harm, but God's going to use it for my advantage. That's what happened to Job. Job 42 verse 10, it says, the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends, and indeed the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Do you know that God can give you twice as much as what you lost? James 5 verse 10, it says, take the old prophets as your mentors. They put up with anything. They went through everything, and they never once quit. All the time honoring God. What a gift life is to those who stay the course. You've heard, of course, of Job staying power, and you know how God brought it all together for him at the end. That's because God cares. He cares right down to the last detail. Let me tell you, today more than ever, it seems that we are living in a quitting society. People quit over everything. If they don't like school, it's too hard, they quit. If they don't like their job, they have pressure, then they quit. If anything creates pressure, they want to quit. If something happens at church they don't like, they want to quit going to church. I can't tell you how many people have told me, Pastor Steve, I am with you, Pastor Steve. I am so grateful for you and this church, Pastor Steve. I am totally behind you. I will never leave you, Pastor Steve. And then 6 months later or 1 year later, they leave the church. They won't return my calls or texts. Listen, don't be a quitter. Don't give up. Amen. Amen. What? Even if you get laid off at your job, even if you were to lose your job, your attitude should be, you know what? Not a big deal. I'm not worried. I'm not going to live my life upset. I know a new season's coming my way. It's not going to be an average season. It's going to be a season of increase. Double the benefits, double the friends, double the income. If your marriage is under attack, your attitude should be, I'm not going to give up and take the easy way out. I'm getting ready for the double. Most likely, every one of us in here, every one of us watching this, we're going through something. Because life happens. Disappointments, setbacks, they come to all of us. Jesus said, in this world, get ready, you're going to have trouble, but be of good cheer because I already overcome the world for you. Amen. I heard someone say this, losers focus on what they're going through. Winners focus on where they're going to. Don't focus on what you're going through. Focus on where you're going to. In other words, if somebody does me wrong, I'm not going to focus on that. I'm going to forgive them, and I'm going to focus on where God's taking me. I'm going to focus on the double that God has promised me. Amen. That's the kind of people God's looking for, family. People who don't give up. People who have this never say die attitude. Like I heard a story about these two frogs. They fell into a bowl of cream. The sides were so slick on this bowl, they couldn't get out. They just had to paddle, 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 trying to stay alive in this big bowl of cream. The first frog did everything possible to get out. But every time he got to the top of the bowl, he lost his grip and he slipped back down. He turned and said to the other frog, we're doomed. We're never going to get out of here. We're wasting our time and energy paddling around. We might as well just give up. And he gave up and he went under. You didn't see him anymore. The second frog, he also tried to get out, but he kept slipping back. But he was different. He had a different attitude. He'd been coming to Ascend Church, and he had a never say die attitude. He said, I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep on paddling as long as I can. He just kept on paddling and paddling, 30 minutes paddling, 45 minutes paddling, 1 hour paddling. The cream just kept getting harder and harder, making it more difficult to paddle, but he just kept going and going. And 3 hours later, he paddled so much, he stirred that cream to butter. and he just stepped out on top and jumped right out the bowl. That's what you got to do in your life. When it gets difficult, you don't see any way out. It looks like you're never going to get well. You're never going to get out of debt. Thoughts are telling you it's over. You might as well just give up. You're wasting your time. You've had this sickness too long. Your marriage is never going to work out. It's just too hard. No, the harder it gets, the closer you are to stepping out into that place of victory. If you'll just keep on keeping on, moving forward, living with faith, living with expectancy, being your best every day, let me tell you, like that frog, one day, what should have destroyed you will be the very thing that helps you rise to a new level in your life. Amen. Understand this. The greater the challenge, the greater your future. The greater the challenge, the greater your future. If you got a big obstacle today, that tells me you got a big future in front of you. Keep on pressing forward. Be relentless. Don't give up. Have a never say die attitude. You know, Sir Edmund Hillary was the first person to climb Mount Everest, the tallest, highest mountain in the world. But do you know, he didn't make it on his first attempt. He tried before. Not only did he fail, but he lost one of his team. And after this failed first expedition, he was in London, and he was talking to some reporters. And there was a big picture next to him of Mount Everest. And he turned to the picture and he said, "Mount Everest, you have defeated me, but I will return and I will defeat you because you can't get any bigger, but I can." And he did just that. He came back and he was the first person to climb Mount Everest. Of course, now many, many people have climbed Mount Everest. I'm planning on doing it myself next year. I'm going to be climbing Mount Everest. Just joking. It does appeal to me in a certain way. But here's the thing. You may be facing big obstacles that look huge to you, and maybe you've tried, and maybe you've failed, and I can't promise you that that obstacle's going to get any smaller, but here's what I can promise you. You can get bigger. You've got the power of the Most High God on the inside of you. So let's not be weak and wimpy and spineless. The attitude that we should have is, this thing might have defeated me before, but it's not going to defeat me again. I know who I am. I'm a child of the Most High God. I'm anointed. I am equipped. I am empowered. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Greater is he who lives in me than he that is in the world. This adversity, it is no match for me in the name of Jesus. Amen. I believe God is breathing new life into your spirit right now. I declare your strength is increasing right now. Your vision is enlarging. You are strong. You are determined. You are well able not only to outlast every adversity, but to overcome every adversity. And you might have tried and failed before, but God is saying to you, get up and go again. This time's going to be different. Get back up and go again. This time's going to be different. The obstacle didn't get any smaller, but you got bigger. God enlarged you. God increased you. You've got more faith. You've got more confidence. You've got more determination than what you had before. David said in Psalm 27, verse 13, "I am sure now that I will see God's goodness in the exuberant earth." Stay with God. Take heart. Don't quit. I'll say it again. Stay with God. Don't quit. I'm sure that I will see God's goodness in the earth. Say, "I am sure that I will see God's goodness in my life because I refuse to quit. I'm staying with God. I'm staying in faith. I'm not going to quit. I will not give up." In Jesus' name. I pray today that you will go out of here with a greater resolve, with a new fire, determined that you are going to become everything God created you to be. When you face difficulties, don't focus on what you're going through. Focus on what you are going to. Get ready for a double dose of God's favor in your life. Hebrews chapter 10 tells us in verse 35, therefore do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that after you've done the will of God, you may receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come, and he will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in it. See, God doesn't get pleasure when we give up, when we draw back. The Message Bible says it like this. So don't throw it all away now. You were sure of yourselves then, it's still a sure thing. But you need to stick it out, staying with God's plan, so you'll be there for the promised completion. It won't be long now. He's on the way. He'll show up almost any minute. But anyone who is right with me thrives on loyal trust. If he cuts and runs, I won't be very happy. But we're not quitters who lose out. Oh, no, we'll stay with it and survive, trusting all the way. We're not quitters who give up and lose out, because, you know, you may give up right before, right when the victory's right around the corner. Don't give up. I know for some of us right now, there are things in your life you could easily give up on. A marriage, a dream, your health, your finances. There's no growth. It looks dead. But just remember, like my tree, it's not really dead. It's just not in season. If you'll keep pressing forward and don't give up, let me tell you, your new season is on the way. I declare over each and every one of you, you are coming into a new season of growth. You are coming into a new season of opportunity. You are coming into a new season in your health. A new season in your finances. A new season in your relationships. I declare you're going to see God's favor like you never seen it before. I declare blessings, breakthroughs, increase, promotion, opportunities, open doors. A new season of God's best is coming your way in a greater way. God's going to turn to your good what the enemy meant for your harm. In the name of Jesus, if you believe it today, come on, give God. Put your hands together. Give God some praise. Give him a shout. Hey, say amen. Tell your neighbor, don't give up. Say, I will not quit. God is with me. Say it. Say, God is for me. What can stand against me? Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Thank you, Lord. You made me to be more than a conqueror. I declare I'm more than a conqueror. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. You get something out of this today? Well, I sure did. Bow your heads for a moment. Thank you, Kelly. Bow your heads for a moment. Father, I thank you for every person here today, every person watching this today. I pray, Lord, that your word goes deep into our heart. And that, Father, as we go out of here, that we are not just hearers of your word, but that we are doers, that we have that spirit that refuses to quit. We have that right, steadfast, persevering spirit, Lord. When we fall down, we get back up. We keep on going. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Listen, while you have your heads bowed and while you have your eyes closed, we never, ever close a service without giving people the opportunity to get right with God. Listen, if you're not sure where you stand with the Lord today, if you're not sure if all is right, if all is well between you and God, I want to pray for you today. If you're not sure what would happen to you if you were to die today, if you say, Pastor Steve, if I died today, I hope I'd go to heaven. I do believe in God. I'm a member of such and such a church. Well, listen, I'm not asking you if you belong to a church. I'm not even asking you if you believe in God. What I am asking you is, if you died today, can you say that you know for sure that you would go to heaven? Because the good news is you can know that. You can walk out of here. You can know that all is right, all is well between you and the Lord. You can know that every mistake, every sin you ever committed, it's forgiven and washed away. And you can know for certain that when you die, heaven is where you're going to spend eternity. Heaven is a real place. There is a heaven to gain, and there is a hell to shun. And I want to pray for you. I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to ask you to stand, but right where you're sitting, while heads are bowed, while eyes are closed, this is between you and God. If you say, Pastor Steve, pray for me, include me in that prayer. I want to make sure when I die, I want to go to heaven. I don't want to go to hell. I want to make sure that all is right, all is well between me and the Lord. If that's you, if you want to be a part of this prayer, I ask you right now, just to quickly lift up your hand. Just slip your hand up. I'm looking for hands. Just raise it up high. If your hand is raised, you're included in this prayer this morning. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I want everyone who raised your hand, please say this prayer with me. In fact, church, can we please all say this prayer together? Everybody, say this. Say, dear God, I thank you that you love me so much that you sent Jesus, your only son, to come to this earth for me, to die on a cross and shed his blood for me, to take my sin. Lord, you said that if I believe that Jesus has been raised from the dead, and if I would confess that Jesus is Lord of my life, you said I would be saved. So I do this today. I believe in my heart, Jesus, you're alive, and I ask you, come into my life. Save me. I confess, Jesus, you're Lord of my life. Say, from today, I'm going to live for you, Lord. I'm going to follow you. I'm going to do what your Bible says. Say this. Say, because I have received you, Lord, I thank you. I'm now born again. I'm a child of God. God, you're my very own father. I'm your very own child. Heaven is now my home, and my name is written down in your book of life. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And everybody said, amen. If you prayed that prayer, I want to congratulate you. It's the best decision you ever made in your life. I want to ask you, when we close the service in a few minutes, just please remain seated if you lifted your hand during that prayer, because we have a gift we want to give you. I want to thank everybody who invited someone and brought someone to come to church with you today. Thank you for inviting other people. The only way that we're going to reach people for the Lord is for you to bring them here, for you to invite them here. So I want to thank everyone who invited someone to come to church this week. God bless you. And I want to encourage you, please, take one of these little invite cards that you were given when you walked in today and invite someone this week to come to church. Say it with me. Say, we declare that God is building our church. We declare that our church is filled in the name of Jesus. Look around. Say, I declare every seat is filled in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Can someone turn that light out? Someone turn the stage lights on. If you lean against those lights, it turns on. There you go. Praise the Lord. My wife is coming up to encourage us in our giving today. Amen.
Yeah. I'm going to do that. Good message. Man, I tell you what, half of our life story can be about not giving up. Right, babe? Just what the best advice that you could get at a hard time, right? Well, now's the time where we have the opportunity to give into the kingdom of God. And to those that are watching, there's a link for you to give. You can just, Facebook has a link, YouTube has a link. You can just go ahead. There's various ways to give. It'll come up on the screen. And we really appreciate your faithful tithes and offerings. I just always like to read a scripture, because anything we do it in response to the Word of God. It's not because some man or some woman prompted you should give, you should do this, you know, trying to work on your conscience or manipulate you or use some kind of gimmick. We always just respond to the Word of God. Amen? Keep your life safe that way. But a scripture that Pastor Steve read earlier, a couple of verses from Galatians 6, it says, "And don't allow yourself to become weary or disheartened in planting good seeds. For the season of reaping the wonderful harvest that you have planted is coming." Do we believe the Word of God? We believe the Word of God. He says the wonderful season for reaping the harvest that of the seeds you planted is coming. That is hope for the future. That is something to place our faith on, right? It says in verse 10, "Take advantage of every opportunity to be a blessing to others, especially to our brothers and sisters in the family of faith." Let me tell you, we all experience setbacks and challenges and disappointments, and we can get disheartened. I mean, we've seen this week in the lives of people, we've just seen challenges thrown at different people, and we go through these things. We don't avoid these things. We go through these things, but the challenge is to not get weary and not to give up. You know, don't let that make you give up on what the Word says. Don't say, it's not working for me. You know, somebody sat down next to me today and said, you know, I've never come to this place before, but I had one thing after another. You know, it's like the pool pump breaks, and then the pool's leaking, and you get it fixed, and then it's still leaking, and then something else breaks, somewhere else, and it's just one thing after another. And they said to me, it almost feels like I should stop tithing. But the Bible says, don't get weary in well doing, because your harvest is coming your way. Amen. Let's hang on to the Word, family. I want us to remember that God wants to prosper us. The Bible says, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in every way, and that your body may keep well, even as I know your soul prospers. It is the will of God for you to prosper. But if we just give up, if we say, I'm not going to tithe, I'm not going to give, it's not working, there's no way, there's no channel for him to bless us. Amen. So thank you for your faithful giving. The ushers will be passing the buckets by. Those that are visiting, please just drop your guest card in there. We appreciate you doing that. And I've been asked to mention our children's ministry. They have a great time on Sunday, but they always take part in the Christmas shoe boxes. And they have put some shoe boxes out on the counter in the front. And so if anybody else wants to fill a couple of boxes and bring them back to be sent to this the Operation Shoebox or Christmas Child, whatever it's called, it's giving gifts to kids that perhaps wouldn't get any gifts, to those underprivileged. So if you want to do that, take a box. But Maria has asked me to say they have to be back by next week, unless you're going to find your own drop-off point. So take a box as you go. We appreciate you doing that. Thank you. Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Ready, ushers? Thank you.
Thank you, ushers. Now, I want to encourage, please, all the men. Can you raise your hand at me if you're a man? Can the men raise a hand at me? I want to invite you to join us on Saturday, what is it, the 28th of November, for our Mighty Men breakfast. We're going to be gathering here. I'm going to be sharing a word with you. And then we have a great breakfast. Where's Ray Wallace at? Ray's our head chef over there. He's putting his team together. He's going to lay on a great breakfast. Ladies, don't get jealous now. This is only for the men. This is a men's thing. So I want to encourage the men. Please come. I have a word for you. And we're going to have a great time of fellowship. Saturday, 28th November, 9 a.m. And finally, I want to say thank you to all of our servant leaders who served in God's house today. We're a team. We appreciate you, our ushers, our greeters, our kids, our children's church teachers, our media team. Thank you so much for everything you do. We really appreciate it. Jesus is building his church. Can you say amen? Stand up with me as we get ready to go. We're going to see you next week. What are we going to sing? Thank you, Joel. Praise you, Lord. Go ahead. I praise you, Lord. God bless you. We'll see you next Sunday, everybody.